We're going to have another Bible reading now. I'm going to ask Sharon Walters if she'll come and read Matthew 12, 46 to 50. It's on page 978 of the Church Bible. Please turn over there now. Sharon will give you a minute to find that. If you're joining us for the first time, we've been looking at a series in Matthew 10, 11, 12, and 13. And we see lots of reactions in these chapters to the Lord Jesus.
Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to them, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother."
This is God's word to us this morning. A brief prayer. Our Father in heaven, you have hidden these things from the learned and wise and revealed them to little children like us. Would it please you to do this again today? In Jesus' name. Amen. Please keep your Bible open at Matthew chapter 12. You will need it to follow along with us. I'm going to show you a picture this morning, okay? Here's a picture. That is my dad, okay? See if you can spot any of the family resemblance. Oh, what happened there? Okay, I don't know. But okay, I'll put it side by side. Yeah. Now, quite a likeness. Little bit of a likeness. Twins. Now, I know there's the baldiness and the glasses going on, but there's other things as well. There's the double chin. Yeah, I get it. Okay. If you look really closely, you'll see. And I didn't notice that. When did the lines start to come out around my eyes? When did that happen? Unfortunately, he's now with the Lord Jesus, but if he was here, you'd see some of the personality traits and character traits. He was big and loud and Scottish. He laughed too loudly. Who does that remind you of? And there's lots of ways that I've got the family likeness in the Affleck family. In our passage today, the Lord Jesus points out the family likeness of his family. The family likeness of his family. And there's a bit of a surprise here because he doesn't point to his mum and say, "Oh, look, you know, we've all got the same kind of mouth." And he doesn't point to his, you know, half-brothers and say, "We can all make our ears wiggle." He does something surprising because he says that his family in verse 50, those who he has the closest of bonds with, is whoever does the will of my Father in heaven. That is my brother and sister and mother. The giveaway likeness of the family of the Lord Jesus is someone who does the will of his Father in heaven, the will of God. Now, what does that mean? That could, you know, be quite an unusual phrase for you. What's the will of the Father in heaven? It sounds quite mysterious and kind of mystical, and like we've got to go off to a secluded place and meditate and try and figure out the will of God. It's not as complicated as that. In Matthew's gospel, the will of the Father in heaven is that we come and listen to the Lord Jesus and follow him. We turn from our sins. We trust that he and only he forgives us. And then we spend the rest of our lives doing what the Lord Jesus says. That is the will of the Father for our lives. Luke tells us, describing the same little episode, that those in Jesus' family are those who listen and do God's word. God's will is that we listen to Jesus and let him shape our lives. The people in this family are not the people with ginger hair or a big nose. It's not what he's talking about. A friend of mine puts it like this. The family of the Lord Jesus are the hear and do family. They listen to Jesus and do what he says. They listen to the Father in heaven and do what he says. If you want to know what it looks like to show the family likeness in that family, who do you think we've got to look at? Sunday school answer?
Jesus.
Amen. The Lord Jesus. And the amazing thing is that he, and elsewhere in the New Testament, has no shame in calling his followers, lots of us, his brothers and sisters. Isn't that amazing today that the Lord Jesus calls us brothers and sisters? He's our older brother. You may have had an older brother in your life. I've got an older brother. That's not always a good experience. I love my older brother dearly. But down the years, he's broken my arm. He's given me a black eye. Okay? And one time he stepped on my glasses and broke them. But the Lord Jesus is an older brother who never gives us any bad memories. He's always kind. He's always loving towards us. You know, even when, yeah, he does have to correct us, he does it with gentleness and care and love and with compassion. The Lord Jesus is our older brother who always did the will of his Father, but not in an annoying way like our older brothers who were trying to get on the right side of our parents and say, well, I did this, but Doogie did that. That's not the Lord Jesus. Whether he was a boy who always obeyed his parents, whether he's tempted out in the desert by Satan, who's having a go at him again and again and again, and what do we find there? He does the will of his Father in heaven. When his enemies conspire to have him murdered, he does the will of his Father. When the crowd that he had loved and had compassion on and wanted to be like a hen gathering them under his wings, and they shout, crucify, he does the will of his Father in heaven. He always listened to his Father, even when it led him to the cross where he laid down his life for us. If we want to know what it looks like to have the family resemblance in the family of the Lord Jesus, the hear and do family, we look at him. And do you know something that has astonished me again and again this week? The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus lived that life that we never could, always obeying the will of his Father in heaven. He lived it for us so that as we trust in him by faith, his perfect score gets transferred to our account. And just as the Father looked on him at his baptism and said, this is my Son whom I love and with him I am well pleased. So as we trust in Jesus, God the Father says that of the rest of the family. You would think that no one could ever be part of the hear and do family. And yet Jesus turns to the crowd, points to his disciples and says, these guys are my brothers and mother and sisters, because they're doing the will of my Father in heaven. Three things I want to ask us in light of these verses the Lord Jesus says this morning. Are we in the family? This story sets up a little bit of a contrast for us. In verse 46, if you look down at it, Jesus is still talking to the crowd. His mother and brothers stood outside the room, outside the house. We're not sure, but they're outside. Someone says to Jesus, your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. When you read Mark's account of this same episode, it's as if his family have turned up because he's been challenging the Pharisees. Remember last week he calls them a wicked and adulterous generation? And it's as if his mother and his half-brothers have turned up to kind of a bit of a family intervention. Jesus, pipe down, let's get out of here. Let's go home. You're just rubbing these guys up the wrong way. We all know this is not going to end well. Come on, let's go. I think the idea is that because his mother and brothers are there, they've got a claim on him. They've got access. Of course we'd think that. I wonder who was more surprised when Jesus said, "Here's my mother and brothers and sisters." The crowd? Or his family? Did one of his half-brothers go, "Ooh, what does that make me?" The Lord Jesus says his true family are those doing the will of his Father in heaven. His true family is not about who gave birth to you. It's to do what his disciples did. His disciples who had been fishermen by the Sea of Galilee, at least some of them were, and Jesus, back in chapter 4, turns up on the scene and says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, and come follow me." And they leave their nets and go. Those who have done that are in the family of the Lord Jesus. The only way into the family is by faith in the older brother. If you like, the Lord Jesus gives us a seat at the Christmas dinner table. He opens the door into the house. I was at my mum's 10 days ago or so. Up in the walls, on top of the fireplace, pictures, like most of your homes. Who are in those pictures? Family. Yeah. It was the same, you know, when my grandparents were alive, you'd go and visit them. Whose pictures were up on the wall and on top of the fireplace? Family. I've been to visit lots of your houses. Whose pictures are on the wall and on top of the fireplace? Family. Now, I don't think the Lord Jesus has a living room and a big comfortable chair. I mean, he might. But here's the amazing thought. If he did, whose pictures are up on the wall and on top of his fireplace? His family. His family who do the will of his Father in heaven. Like the disciples. Like us. Isn't that a neat little image? That today the Lord Jesus, as he sits in his living room and looks at the pictures on the wall, looks at you and me, if we're Christians. And when he sees that picture on the wall of you and me, he smiles. And he prays for us. None of us were born into this family. But it's the family that we were created to be in. Our first ever parents, Adam and Eve, they were created in that family. They were hearers and doers of God's word. That's how they were made. But they turned their backs on God. And by turning against God, they had to leave the family. And all of us have got their family likeness. All of us have turned our backs on God. We don't want to listen to God. We don't want to do what he says. But the Lord Jesus, our big brother, came to bring us back into the family. He was born like us, but unlike us, he always did God's will. He did everything that Adam and Eve should have done but didn't do. And he obediently went to the cross for all the ways that I've not listened to God and turned my back on him. He was punished. And as I come in faith, trusting that he died and rose again to forgive my sins, a big brother puts our picture up on the wall and says, "Here's my family." You might think that you're in the family for lots of reasons. I come to church. That makes me in the family, doesn't it? No. My parents are Christians. No. I read the Bible. No. I went to a Church of England school. No. Only faith in Jesus brings us into the family. That's the will of our Father in heaven. Some of us can say this morning, I'm in. As I have done that. My picture's up on the wall. Great. Some of us honestly need to say, I'm not in. I've turned my back. I need to stop running away and take my place in the family. It only happens as we start to display the family likeness. And that's by coming to a big brother and asking for forgiveness. And we need to do that before it's too late. Because there'll be a day. We talked about this lots last week. Where we'll stand before a brother, a judge, to give an account for the lives that we've left. And if we're not displaying the family likeness, we'll be outside of the family forever. So ask your big brother to forgive your sins this morning, right now, and take your place among the family. Second thing, if we are believers in the Lord Jesus, are we showing the family likeness? Remember verse 50 again. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. When people look at us, can they tell which family we belong to? In the same way you saw a picture of my dad and went, well, it's Doogie's dad, look at it. Do they look at our lives and say, well, they're in the family of Jesus? Would they recognize you as someone who's molded and shaped by God's word? There's any number of ways that we can display the family likeness. And, you know, here are some of them. As we come here to church week in, week out, that's not what puts us in the family, but that's some of how we display the family likeness. As we pray and depend on our big brother, that's some of the way that we display the family likeness. As we want to tell others about the Lord Jesus, as we fight the daily battle with sin, as we come every day and ask for forgiveness, as we arm ourselves for the daily battle by reading his word, making a stand for Jesus at school or at work. Lots of ways that we can display the family likeness. Let me give you one or two concrete examples from this week. This week I had my annual visit from the financial advisor that looks after my pension. And it's not because I'm loaded and I've got tons stacked away, all right? Perish that thought, okay? Scrub that. It's just because they like to do it once a year. They come and chat to you. And they said, well, if you do this, and this and this, then you'll have tons of money. Basically, that's what they said. And if you've got any other money stashed away, well, I can do this and this and this with it, and you can buy lots of nice things. My eyes went, ooh. I'm so thankful for Tricia, who's far more godly than I am, and displayed the family likeness, who said, Doogie, we are not here to make loads of money. That's not what is important to us as followers of the Lord Jesus. There's nothing wrong with having money or making money, but remember, the Lord Jesus says, where our treasure is, that's where our hearts will be. And so the family likeness is not to be motivated by money. Or think this week about someone who's treated you badly, made you cross, how did you respond to that person? Did you just treat them the same way? Is that how Jesus says that the family likeness is? We love our enemies. Think of the Lord Jesus who willingly laid down his life for his. Think of the busyness of your life. Are your ambitions driven by success? Is that the family likeness? What do the hours and time and effort that you put into work, whether it's schoolwork or university or an actual job, what does that say about you displaying the family likeness? What impact are those things having on your spiritual life? Or the spiritual life of your family. Or maybe think of the way that you treat the church family, the rest of the family, here week by week. Some people might make the effort to love the rest of the family. Or are you just loving the family that don't annoy you, that aren't hard work, who aren't just a drain on your time? Is that the family likeness? Now, my older brother, when I got stuck on my homework, would often say, "Don't bother me, I'm doing my own homework, and it's much more important than yours." But our older brother never says that. He loves to draw alongside to help us. He teaches us what to do. He changes us so that we respond in the right way. He wants us to resemble him more and more. And when we don't know what to do, we can pray and ask. And he'll never say, "Oh, I don't know what to do," or "I'm too busy," or "I'm stuck." So often, the Bible says, we don't have. Why? Because we don't ask. I also need to say that displaying the family likeness is not going to happen by magic. We've got to take time to listen. If we are the listen and do family, the hear and do family, we've got to listen to what the Lord Jesus is telling us. We've got to set aside time to read his word. We've got to set aside time to see what he's saying about our lives, about our world. And if we don't take time to listen, how are we ever going to know what to do? The Bible is so important here. Other than Mary, his mother, we don't really know who else was there. His brothers aren't really named here. But we do know that one of his half-brothers was a guy called James. Whether he was here or not, we don't know. But it's the same James who wrote one of the letters a little bit later in the New Testament. At some point in his life, James, this is mental, isn't it? He put his trust in his half-brother. And he got that he was now part of the hear and do family. Because listen to what he writes in his letter. "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Do what it says." James had joined the hear and do family. He was displaying the family likeness. Maybe you have been part of the family in the past, and for some reason you've stopped displaying the likeness. Come back to the older brother who loves us and wants to help us. We may have gone off track, but he loves to bring us back. Are we in the family? Do we show the family likeness? I could easily finish there. But there's one more important thing I want to challenge us with this morning. Because I think in the time and place that we live, this is so important. Okay, the last thing is this. Where are our loyalties? What do I mean? Is being part of the family of the Lord Jesus more important to us than our earthly families? Now, if your experience of family hasn't been that great, then you may think that my church family, that has been a real lifesaver. But for those of us in close families, I'm genuinely asking, do you love the family of the Lord Jesus? Do you love being in this family more than your own family? Because the Lord Jesus says if you don't, or you can't, then you cannot be his disciple. There's a big call this morning. Jesus is not disrespecting his mother and brothers here. Faith in the Lord Jesus does put family in high regard, and if we're loyal to the Lord Jesus, we will love our families best. But when was the last time we chose the priority of this family over our physical families? See, if you make your family or your kids number one, if you give them the number one spot, if you make them the top priority, well, guess who's not? Sunday school answer? And if he's not in number one, there's a problem. What's the family likeness going to be on those days when little Alice or Alex says, I don't want to go to church? What's the family likeness going to be if the whole rest of the family decide we're going to go to the beach? Now, I know in November that's probably not a big draw, okay? But what's the family likeness going to be Sunday morning? Hey, we're all going to the beach. We'd love you to come. I'm not saying that I've got easy answers. I know lots of you face this battle weekly, maybe daily. It's going to lead to fights and anger, rejection. It's going to lead to our family asking us not to speak about our faith. That's what the Lord Jesus said would happen if we'll be his disciples. If that is you this morning, please remember our older brother whose loyalty to us is never in question. He died and rose again for us. He loves us. He promises never to leave us, to help us in every single situation. And so let me finish on that question. Where do our loyalties supremely lie? Are we displaying the family likeness? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, first of all, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus, our older brother, who brings us into the family through his death and resurrection. As we come in faith to him, Father, we ask that you would help us to increasingly display that family likeness. And Father, I pray for us this morning, with family such a big deal to so many of us, that we would put the Lord Jesus in display in those places. I want to pray for so many families shown here with family members who don't yet know and love the Lord Jesus. Please would that change. Please would they know the joy that we've found, the loving care of our older brother, the greatest family that exists. Give us great wisdom with these things. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing a